You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ocho. You know me, of course, from BTB, and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ocho. You can also watch along live on the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. Go like BTB on Facebook. If you're a podcast listener, we have you covered there as well. Subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed on all Apple and Android devices. Just search Blog and the Boys. You get access to all of our shows. We have Talking the Star, Bruising the Boys, of course, Ocho Live, and we have the 750 with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas, part of our BTB team. We have a brand new episode of the 750 out, available for you as we get ready for the weekend. It is Friday, December 28th, 2018, and as it is December 28th, that marks a very special anniversary for older Cowboys fans, certainly, and you know, younger Cowboys fans alike. Today, December 28th, in 1975, Roger Staubach dropped back, chunked a Hail Mary 50 yards into the waiting arms of Drew Pearson, who scored the game-winning touchdown in the divisional round against the Minnesota Vikings. It has been 43 years since that Hail Mary has been full of grace. So, cool anniversary today. It's the midpoint between Christmas Day and New Year's, which is always an interesting time of year. You know, nobody really knows what day it is, so whether it's Friday, Tuesday, whatever the case may be. Everybody's watching movies and things like that. So, by the way, I think that we're going to watch A Simple Favor tonight. If anybody has seen that, let me know whether it's worth our time. But let's talk Cowboys. The first matter of business today on Friday, not really concerning the Cowboys necessarily, but the Los Angeles Rams have announced that their star running back Todd Gurley will not play on Sunday in the regular season finale against the San Francisco 49ers. Why is this pertinent? Well, Todd Gurley is currently second in the NFL in rushing. He has 1,251 yards on the season. He trails Ezekiel Elliott, who is the leading rusher in the NFL as of now, with 1,434 yards. Third place at the moment is New York Giants rookie running back Saquon Barkley, who has 1,198 yards. So unless Saquon Barkley goes off in the sort of performance of the century, it seems like Ezekiel Elliott will indeed lead the NFL in rushing for the second time in three seasons. That happens to coincide with the Cowboys' two division titles in the Zeke Elliott era. Zeke has eclipsed 2,000 total yards from scrimmage as well on the season. He currently has 2,001, so he's right there, barely having eclipsed it. And I think, you know, when it comes to things like this, you know, does it really matter whether Zeke leads the NFL in rushing? No. But it does. It does matter. It's important, obviously. If you're a Cowboys fan, you want to be able to say that, you know, the Cowboys running back Zeke Elliott leads the NFL in rushing, etc. Ray Sandoval on BTB's Facebook Live feed says Zeke MVP. You know, after the game against the Buccaneers, I tweeted a video of Zeke running to the locker room, and I captioned it the MVP of the Cowboys season. And I got a lot of kickback from that that said, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? There's no question that Zeke Elliott is the Cowboys MVP of the season. Players like DeMarcus Lawrence and Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith and Byron Jones have certainly done a lot on defense to help carry things on that side of the ball. But if it weren't for Zeke, the Cowboys offense would be complete and total basura. I mean, you think the offense is bad now, imagine this offense without Zeke. 13 Sombreros with a great point on Periscope that Zeke has done this with a makeshift offensive line. Think about that. There has been no Travis Frederick this entire season for Ezekiel Elliott. Obviously, Zach Martin has had his share of issues and has not played the entire season for the first time in his NFL career. Tyron Smith had his, sort of annual issues as well. So Zeke Elliott has been operating with, you know, a less than normal capacity offensive line. You also factor in that he started off this season with a rookie left guard in Connor Williams. He also kept going along when Xavier Suafilo took over for Connor Williams. So Zeke has certainly done this in the face of a lot of challenges when it comes to the variables surrounding him, when it comes to the Cowboys' ability to run the football. So congratulations in a little bit of a premature way to Ezekiel Elliott. Again, not official, but it is very difficult to imagine that Zeke will not be the NFL's leading rusher when Sunday evening is complete. Speaking of Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys, as obviously mentioned so many times throughout the week, will visit the New York Giants in a meaningless game. However, there is a certain meaning to be derived from all of this. And the injury report is out. So this is our injury report for Friday. Tavon Austin, a full participant in practice as he was on both Wednesday and Thursday. We had limited participation for Anthony Brown, who had his back spasms issue, Sean Lee, Zach Martin, and Tyron Smith. I don't think that Zach Martin will play at all. Tyron Smith is kind of up there as well. Sean Lee, many of the local media reporting today on Friday, has said that he wants to give it a go and he's going to play some snaps. That's a really interesting sort of move for the Cowboys, but they obviously feel confident with how they want to handle the Sean Lee situation. But overall, and obviously we're not there quite yet because it will not be until next week, but overall, entering the playoffs, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the Cowboys are kind of healthy, which is, you know, again, you knock on wood, so to speak, but let's look at it this way. 1 to 10, with 10 being the most and 1 being the least, how confident are you feeling regarding the injury situation with the Dallas Cowboys about 10 days out of the playoffs? Your answers on Twitter, Periscope, and the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. I think I'm at like an 8. I mean, I really do. Tavon Austin seems like he's coming back. Sean Lee seems like he's going to be ready. It certainly cannot hurt to have Zach Martin and Tyron Smith get another week of rest. Lots of answers with 8 on the Periscope and Twitter feed, perhaps for Ocho. I appreciate that. We have Jake Welch on BTV's Facebook live feed. It's a 7. But again, lots of answers saying 8. I think, you know, 10 would be nobody showing up on the injury report. 10 is impossible. But overall, the Cowboys are, again, in a weird way, relatively healthy. You look at it. I mean, we started this whole conversation off talking about Todd Gurley not playing this week for the Los Angeles Rams. There's no situation like that when it comes to the Cowboys. Yes, Zach Martin is hurt, and Tyron Smith is hurt, and Sean Lee, etc. But they're not hurt in the same way that Todd Gurley appears to be hurt. Todd Gurley needs that extra week and might need the extra week as well if the Rams do secure a first-round bye. Again, I mean, it's a precarious sort of place to be, but, right now the Cowboys are relatively healthy. Timothy William Faircloth Sr. on BTB's Facebook Live feed, that is a mouthful, says 9. That's the highest answer we got. Also from Junior Mercado on BTB's Facebook Live feed. So, very interesting. Sort of the meat of today's episode of Ocho Live is something I wrote about on Thursday over at blogontheboys.com, and this sparked a lot of debate. You've likely seen it if you follow me on Twitter, if you follow Blog of the Boys and you check us out every day, you should. But before Christmas, Darren Woodson, Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor member, should be Hall of Fame safety, fantastic player Darren Woodson was, certainly for the Cowboys, now obviously an analyst for ESPN. Darren Woodson is somebody who every Cowboys fan knows. Darren Woodson was on the Ryan Russillo show before Christmas. In fact, before the Cowboys even beat the Buccaneers, this kind of flew under the radar. Nobody really heard it, I guess. And Darren Woodson had some very interesting comments when it came to Dak Prescott and Tony Romo. So to set the stage, Ryan Russillo and Darren Woodson were talking about the potential of Jerry Jones and the Cowboys paying Dak Prescott. As we all know, Dak is eligible for a contract extension in the offseason. So Darren Woodson was talking about how he offers his opinions to Jerry, etc., and things like that. And Darren said that he believes that you have to pay him. He talked about Dak, and he said, "There are some warts you see with Dak. I wish he could play 4 quarters of just error-free football. You're not going to get that with Dak Prescott. You're not. But what you are going to get is a leader of men. You're going to get a guy who this team firmly believes in. Every player on that football team. I don't care if they're playing the Indianapolis Colts and they're down by 23. When he's on the sideline, they believe in him." These were Darren Woodson's words when it came to Dak Prescott. He did come out and say that he was not a Dak apologist. He was just kind of saying that, you know, if Dak has one quality that is insane and elite, it is to be a leader of men. And that would have been, I think, enough to stir the pot a little bit, just to go out on, I don't even want to call that going out on a limb, but just saying that. But then Darren Woodson added this, and you can read about this at bloggingtheboys.com. The link is on our Facebook and Twitter as well. So Darren says, "I can't say the same thing about Tony Romo when he was here a few years ago. I can't say that this team and these players thought, okay, well, Romo's going to bail us out. Okay, well, we're down by 14. Romo's going to do this. Or we're up by 14 and Romo's not going to turn the ball over." No, no, no. They didn't believe. Very, very interesting words from Darren Woodson regarding Tony Romo specifically, because I don't think anybody doubts that Dak Prescott's a leader. That's one thing. To talk about Dak Prescott's leadership abilities is one whole thing, but to then come around and talk about Tony Romo not being able to lead a team is a very interesting way to spin this. And I don't know. I mean, you know, for what it's worth, this conversation got taken in a whole bunch of different directions. Darren was not saying that one player is better than the other, that he thinks one is better, that one is more talented, that one is more capable of this, etc., blah, blah, blah. Darren is specifically talking about the perception of the two quarterbacks within the locker room. He's talking about, you know, yeah, I mean, in the locker room, they believe in Dak, and he did say it extends beyond the players. It's the coaching staff, it's the weight staff, it's the trainers, etc., when it came to Dak Prescott. And so I find it very interesting that he would say that Romo didn't command that same level of belief, especially for him to go out and say that Tony Romo, you know, down by 14 was not somebody that had everybody's faith or everybody's confidence or everybody's belief, whatever you want to call that, however you want to qualify that. It's a very interesting thing. We talked about this on the 750, Tony Casillas and I, and he disagreed with Darren for what it was worth. He talked about how Tony Romo obviously had a lot of fourth quarter comebacks. Everybody knows that. And again, I don't think that Darren was necessarily saying that Romo didn't accomplish these things or that Dak Prescott is better at them. What Darren is discussing is the perception of these two teams, of these two quarterbacks, excuse me. And so that is why, you know, he said what he said. But it's a very interesting sort of thing. It's a very interesting situation. But that's kind of the way it shook out. So you can read more about that at bloggingtheboys.com. We will be back tomorrow on Saturday for another edition of Ocho Live. I was going to say another edition of episode, but another edition of Ocho Live at about 3 o'clock Central Time. Get you ready for the college football playoff and get ready for the Cowboys game on Sunday. So with that being said, have a very great Friday, a very great Saturday, and we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
Hello, I'm Ashley Carmen.
I'm Caitlin Tiffany.
We're the hosts of Why'd You Push That Button, The Verge's show about all the choices technology forces us to make.
And we're back for season 3, talking about questions like, why do you delete your tweets?
And why do you type in lowercase letters that make you seem like a serial killer?
And why are you on an exclusive dating app?
You're not that special. We're releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and you can find us anywhere you typically find podcasts, which is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. So go ahead and subscribe and check us out.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.